If you think I've been long-winded so far this morning, it's Laity Sunday, and it's a good time to talk about service. The fact that we should serve God is obvious in the scripture. Why we should want to serve God is a more difficult question. Every Christian asked might have a different reason for serving God. Different people are motivated by different things. When a person is in a real relationship with God, he, she will serve God. We should want to serve God because we know him. And an inherent part of knowing him is a desire to serve him. The Bible has a great deal to say about servanthood, because the central theme of the Bible is the servant of all, Jesus Christ. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. When we give Jesus Christ his rightful place as Lord of our lives, his lordship will be expressed in the way we serve others. It's always been God's intention to make us like his son, Jesus. And when we look at Jesus' life, there's no denying that he was a servant. Jesus' entire life was centered on serving God by teaching, healing, and proclaiming the kingdom. So, if Jesus is all about serving and God wants to make us like him, then it's pretty obvious that we should be all about serving as well. Every Christian has been given at least one spiritual gift to use in service to the body of Christ. First Peter 4, verses 10 through 11. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So, an important step in determining how to best serve in the church is for us to discover what our spiritual gifts are. Of course, we don't have to know what our gift is before we start getting involved in the church. In fact, we often discover our gifts in the process of serving. There is a difference between the body of Christ universal and the local church Christians attend for corporate worship. But there is no difference in how Christians ought to use their spiritual gifts, because serving God is a 24-hour proposition, not a Sunday-only enterprise. All Christians everywhere should be serving God in their local churches and looking for the opportunities to serve outside the walls of a church building. It may be difficult to discover which spiritual gift or gifts God has bestowed, but it's better to serve somewhere than nowhere. Often the discovery of gifts become more clear in the doing as we serve in various jobs. We learn what we are good at and what we have a heart for. Here are a few examples of decisions of service. Sunday school and Bible study teachers, once vetted. Children and youth leaders, administrators, secretaries, janitors, and maintenance workers to upkeep the building and grounds, transportation workers for children or others unable to drive, outreach workers, ushers and greeters, choir members and soloists, musicians, music directors, song leaders, etc., audio and video technicians, website administrators and social media coordinators, treasurers, accountants, kitchen workers, nursery workers. That's a small list. We can do service by babysitting for a young couple so they can have a night out, or visiting a homebound member, or just picking up the phone and saying, I was thinking about you. Service. There are always more needs than willing workers. This was true in Christ's day, and it's still true today. It's never a problem to find a need in the church, so every member of every church should be serving in some way. And every servant of the Lord should remember that it's more than serving others. It's loving them. Galatians 5, verse 13. Serve one another humbly in love. Now, a common misconception among those who serve and want to exercise leadership role over others is that it comes with glory, power, and positions of honor. Ha! In fact, such a mistaken belief marks the occasion for James and John to ask Jesus to place them at his side when he assumed his throne and the kingdom come. The other disciples became indignant at the arrogance of their request. Yeah, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall when that happened? Yikes. I can just picture the other 10 going, yeah, really? You know, but it happens all the time. It happened with the disciples. It happens in the church. We have experienced it. You have experienced it. It's not service. And as an object lesson, Jesus models the true servant style of leadership. He, the Lord incarnate, bent down and washed their feet, teaching them the true measure of leading by first serving others. The very best thing we can do to help others is to help ourselves. We must develop our lives so that we are always motivated by love. We must be able to convey hope, confidence, and trust. We should help people feel loved and safe. We should become models for others to follow. John Wesley, you guys heard of John Wesley. John Wesley wrote in his journal these words, "His servant I am, and as such, I'm employed according to the plain direction of his word." Amen. Amen.